Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
U.S. stocks are continuing their rally. We'll talk to analyst Art Hogan after this.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York. After falling 10% during the first month and a half of 2016, U.S. stocks have been in rally mode and are now positive for the year. Art Hogan is chief market strategist for Wunderlich Securities. Art, over the past few months, the stock market had not been a great place for investors to park their money. Can investors feel good or, more importantly, safe about the recent surge, or is it more of a relief rally?
Well, that's a great question, Charlie, and I'll tell you this. I think as you look at the big picture right now, and I think this is important, economic data has improved a bit, so there's no real recession in sight. I think that was part of our sell-off at the beginning of the year. Interest rates remain remarkably low. Inflation's not a problem for us right now, and the labor market is getting a good bit better. So, you know, as we think about the fact that we're probably in that same moderate GDP growth rate, you know, call it 2-2.5%, really, you know, in a place where we probably can at least sustain the levels that we're at. I think this market's got some upside to it, but, you know, understanding we've moved pretty far pretty quickly, you know, we may be sideways for a bit before we see more. But right now, I think the drivers behind this market and the bounce that we've seen have been pretty reasonable.
It looks like one factor driving up stocks, at least recently, is the price of oil, correct?
Yeah, it's amazing. So if you look at the February lows, and that was on the 11th of February when we bottomed out, S&P was down, you know, somewhere between 10 and 12%, call it, you know, depending on whether you mark the close or intraday. From that point, you know, we bounced about 13%. We're up on the year now. Oil's bounced about 41% from that time frame. So, you know, interesting that we're, you know, we're finally finding some stabilization in the commodity markets, but it's also more interesting that we're very correlated to oil. So when oil's going down, we assume the world is falling apart, and that's a barometer for the global economy. When oil improves, we have to take the other side of that trade and think, you know, perhaps things are getting a little bit better. So that's been a stabilizing influence. I would also say that the fact that the value of the dollar has come off a little bit, so that helps our multinational, certainly helps emerging markets. And the third thing is really the Fed. I think the fact that the Fed is not sticking to that hard line of we're going to raise rates four times this year and back that up to something closer to two times this year is certainly helping the psychology.
And some other performers, which have been fairly strong recently, I wonder how they're doing right now, namely bank stocks, transportation stocks. How are they performing?
Well, that's a great question. So the transports really started rallying before the broader market did. So about a month before we bottomed in February, beginning of January, the transports really started an impressive move here. So, you know, to think about it like this, the S&P 500 is up, you know, call it a fraction on a year-to-date basis. The transports, the transportation index is up about 7.5%. It's really interesting to note that when we sold off in this marketplace, the transports led that too. So, you know, the transports were early on the sell-off and certainly early on the rebound. I think it's a pretty good sign. Financials still have a way to go, and unfortunately, they're plagued with a lot of things, but not the least of which a low interest rate environment does not help them. You know, if you take away everything else, if you take away any risk associated with their, you know, their attachment to the energy complex, and if there's some bankruptcies, they may be holding some bad loans, or if you take away the fact that there's even more regulation for them, you know, just look at their basic business model. They need rising interest rates, modestly rising interest rates, at, you know, a steepening yield curve so they can get some net interest margin in their business. They're just not seeing that. So we'd like to see financials do better. That may not be until the back half of this year or the first part of next year, but the transports are certainly telling an interesting story here.
Now, I believe I caught what you said earlier, but I may have missed it. To reiterate, you think there's more room to go higher?
Oh, I do, yeah. You know, so, and I think when you think about this, you know, on a multiple basis, you know, I think it's intriguing to say consensus estimate for the S&P 500, how much will that index earn in 2016, is right around $120. That consensus came out when oil was trading right around $28, right? And to the, you know, to the extent that you've seen an improvement in the commodity and no improvement in the earnings estimates, you'd have to make an assumption that perhaps the drag that that oil and energy and materials have been on the earnings picture for the S&P 500, at the very least abates a bit, doesn't continue to be a major drag. I think we may have some upsides of the 120 on the S&P 500. That's the earnings estimate. On a multiple basis, we're trading about 17 times that right now, which is about a multiple turn higher than average. But that average usually means we've got a 5% yield on a 10-year. Right now, we have less than 2% yield on a 10-year. So what I'm saying in short is that although we've moved pretty far pretty fast, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that, you know, we may be able to close this year up 5 or 6% on the S&P 500, tack on a 2% yield, and you got a good average year of about 7%.
Very good. Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist, Wunderlich Securities, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Charlie, thank you very much.
And you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts and subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.